Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Shane Ellison, and we've had him on before, but I wanted you to hear again, and as we talk about some of the things that are going on as far as the medicines that are being recommended to the American people, and one of them, of course, is the statin drugs. Oh, my goodness, you've got to get your cholesterol down. You've got to get it down below 230. You've got to get it down below 200. You've got to get it down below 170, or you're going to die. Well, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's true. Everybody who's listening to this program is going to die. But are you really going to significantly decrease the chance of death by getting your cholesterol down to the point where you can't produce the hormones you need to feel good, where you begin to get dementia, where you get all sorts of other things? And why would they be recommending this if it weren't healthy? The doctors tell you it's good, and they really believe that because that's what they read. But I'm going to let you talk to Shane or listen to Shane because he's been involved in medical research. Shane, why don't you introduce yourself and tell our listeners who you are and what your background is.
Thank you, Stan. I'm an ex or former drug chemist. I used to work for Eli Lilly designing drugs. And upon learning of the deceit of modern medicine and how they advertise various health myths like the statin drugs, I resigned from drug chemistry. Now I'm simply an independent researcher and author.
All right, fine. Now, you were working on one of the drugs for the breast cancer, weren't you? What was the background?
Yes, I was. I was working on derivatives of tamoxifen because tamoxifen is apparently the gold standard for cancer patients. Unfortunately, it was known by Eli Lilly that tamoxifen was actually causing a significant number of patients to get cancer. But we were unsuccessful in our attempts. But still, the drug tamoxifen, despite its cancer danger, remained on the market to supposedly treat cancer.
And now, what did it do? Did it suppress the immune system and make predispose people to that, or how?
That's a great question. What it does is it mimics estrogen itself. It's an estrogen binder, and when they initially found out that it bound to estrogen receptors, they assumed it would just block estrogen. Estrogen is the fodder by which cancer grows. Well, what they later found out was that by binding to the receptor, it was actually activating it, not so much blocking it. And by activating it, it was kind of a catalyst for cancer growth.
But, of course, they tell us that the statistics show that this has really decreased, breast carcinoma. In other words, there's a much higher survival rate. What
you
about those figures?
Do. You bet. I call them statistical contortionists. It's very easy to use numbers to deceive readers of medical journals, and that's exactly what they were doing.
All right. Now, you've written a book. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Yes. I've authored Health Myths Exposed. It talks about what I feel are the 10 deadliest health myths and the fact that cholesterol must be lowered to prevent heart disease is among those 10, and I think it's the most prominent health myth and as well as the most dangerous health myth of all time.
Well, certainly we know that they were lying about Vioxx, and now, of course, Merck is in real trouble. It probably killed somewhere between 50 and 100,000 people with a drug that they knew when they put it on the market was unsafe. And they still have, and of course, Bacor, I think, has come off the market. They've had to take both Vioxx and Bacor off. And what we do know that many of these government committees that are saying these drugs are safe actually have people on them who are working for the drug companies. Gee, I wonder why they're coming up with these favorable reports and why, of course, they're writing articles to convince the doctors that we've got to get our cholesterol down. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring, and the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and with us this afternoon is Shane Ellison, and he's written a book called Health Myths Exposed. And he at one time had worked for one of the major drug companies. He quit working for them because he felt that what they were doing was unethical and dishonest. Well, today we have many, many things that we're being told, and the doctors who tell you these things honestly believe that this is true. Because when you go to the medical meetings, as I do, why, you have a doctor get up there and he gives a talk. Now, the average person doesn't know that he's being paid a lot of money by the drug companies to present these facts and these ideas to the other doctors. And, of course, they spend a lot of money sending detail men around and women, very attractive women usually, to the doctors to inform them about the products. And there's a massive selling program. In fact, probably about at least 20% of the profits of the drug companies are simply plowed back into convincing the doctors you have to prescribe more of their medications. So today Shane was going to be talking. I thought we'd talk about the statin drugs, because we're told we've got to get the level of cholesterol down. And when I first was in practice, when I first went to medical school, why, 280 was normal for cholesterol. When I was in practice, 230 was normal. Then, of course, it went down to 200, and now it's down to about 170. Why is it falling? Well, it is because, you know, if they certainly had 230 as a level, there'd be very few people taking their cholesterol drugs. And if you get it down but below 200, the only way you can do that is to poison the liver. And the liver, of course, produces cholesterol, and now it's not producing it. But if they can get you to get it down below 170, why, the majority of the people in this country are going to be taking statin drugs. So you pick up the story there, Shane.
Yep, they wanted to turn healthy people into patients, and you've painted a nice picture there. And the way they do that, not through science, but the national, it's called the National Cholesterol Education Program. I refer to that as NCEP for short. What this program is, it's a program of doctors that are funded by the drug industry, and they have single-handedly convinced the American Heart Association.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Shane Ellison. He's talking about an organization made up of doctors funded by the drug companies that have convinced the American Heart Association and so many of the other medical organizations that we've just got to get a statin down to, frankly, what I believe are unsafe levels. So pick up the story and go into a little of the background of how they've been able to convince doctors we've just got to get cholesterol down to, oh, below 170 now. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, 170 is just absurd, and those are the newest figures. The National Cholesterol Education Program, being funded by the drug industry, has convinced the masses that that's what it should be at in order to prevent heart disease. Sadly, though, as you've mentioned, by lowering cholesterol with drugs, you have two risks. You have the risk of the drug itself, the statin drug, and you also have the risk of having low cholesterol.
All right, first of all, let's take the first risk. What is the risk of the statin drug? How does the statin drug work?
It's well known that the biggest, most prominent risk of the statin drug is liver failure, but lots of doctors are discounting that and saying that the risk of heart disease is much greater, therefore the risk is worth the benefit. But we also have other dangers, and I think the most notable is heart failure, because it depletes the heart muscle of CoQ10.
And, of course, explain what CoQ10 is, and explain to me why the doctors don't know that statin drugs deplete CoQ10, and that every patient who's taken the statin drugs should be on CoQ10, and yet, I know excellent doctors who aren't even aware there's a problem.
Yeah, it's strange, because Merck filed the first patent on the statin drugs, and in that patent, they made it clear that CoQ10 was being depleted. Why doctors don't know is because doctors don't read it. They don't want to know.
And it's not that they don't want to know. I think the doctors do want to know, but if nobody ever tells them, they don't have the time to do the research that you do.
I think you're right. They don't have the time. They're definitely, most of them are working very long days. It's hard to say why they don't know. It's definitely been hidden, and it's not coming to fruition.
So, all right, now, what happens when you don't have CoQ10?
So if you don't have CoQ10, your heart muscle is unable to produce fuel, that fuel being ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And without that, the heart weakens. It's called cardiomyopathy, and you have heart failure. So if they prevented heart disease, well, now you've got the issue of heart failure.
You know, if you are out there in the listening audience and you're taking a statin drug, you would like to, maybe you give us a call and let us know. If your doctor told you, you should be on CoQ10 along with that, because I know when my wife was put on CoQ10, the doctor, and he's a good doctor, I've known him for 50 years, and yet, of course, he didn't prescribe CoQ10 for her, because obviously nobody had ever mentioned that this is essential if you're going to put people on statin drugs, and I don't think most people should be on those statin drugs. So pick up, you talk about, of course, the problem with statin drugs. One of them is liver failure. How do statin drugs work on the liver?
So you've got an issue of the drug itself, and now if you have low cholesterol, the drug itself, the biggest danger is cancer, because we have a statin drug mimicking a compound in the body called vascular endothelial growth factor. And this chemical produces cancer. And now you're taking a drug that mimics this chemical. You're providing an environment for cancer growth in the body.
Has anybody done a study to show
that?
Yes,
there has been a study done with Pravacol, and it showed that users of Pravacol had a relative increase in cancer of 1,500%.
1,500% increase in cancer. That's pretty significant. Now, now have they done that with the other drugs? Is Pravacol still on the market?
Pravacol is still on the market. They have, and the problem is once they saw that happening, they lowered the time that the study would be conducted for, because it takes at least 5 years for cancer to develop.
So if you only look at 3 years, well, you're not going to see
exactly
it.
Exactly. They'll do the study for 3 or 4 years, and you won't see any cancer, and then they won't follow up on the patient.
And, of course, this is really how so much of the science is done today. What the average person out in the listening audience doesn't know is that half of the people who have their heart attacks, it's not related in any way to cholesterol. It's related to inflammation and an elevated C-reactive protein. Have you run into that, Shane?
Yes, I have. Heart disease is a disease of inflammation, and a marker for that is C-reactive protein, CRP. If you can have a diet that is an anti-inflammatory diet, you can prevent heart disease. So large consumption of vitamin C, no sugar, and you're pretty much there. You can just say goodbye to heart disease.
And, of course, the incidence of heart disease is increasing in the United States. And what about the statistics that they say, look, if you take these, why, you're not going to die of heart disease, or your incidence of heart disease is going to fall dramatically. What do the large studies really show, the beneficial effects of this? Why, what percentage do we actually cut down death from heart attacks if we take these liver poisons?
That's a great question. At best. Now, this is a very important point, because these studies are well-funded, have tens of thousands of people using the drugs. At best, you're looking at a 3% decrease in the risk of heart disease. A 3%.
Now, is that heart disease, or is that death from heart disease?
That's death from heart disease.
Okay.
That's death from heart disease.
All right. So you there's a 3% decrease and a 1,500% increase
in cancer,
at least with this one of the statin drugs. And they haven't tested the others yet.
Exactly. They're not testing the other ones.
And they're certainly not going to test them, because think what would happen to the bottom line for these drug companies if they found that they had an increased tendency to produce cancer.
Yep. And also, the higher the cholesterol, the whole paradox here is that all of these studies that were done with the statin drugs, these tens of thousands of people for long periods of time, we find that the higher the cholesterol, the longer the person lived.
The higher the cholesterol?
The higher the cholesterol. A person with a total cholesterol level of 400 was better off than a person with a total cholesterol of 200. Believe it, folks. Statin drugs are poison.
Now, where can people get some of those studies? Could you have any suggested, or are they listed in your book?
They're all listed in my book, Health Myths Exposed, and I have a brand new one out called Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs.
All right, you're going to send me a copy of that one?
You bet. I just got them today. I'll send you a copy.
All right, fine. And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. Your health is your business. And if you're taking a statin drug, let us know, are you taking CoQ10 with it? If you're not, why aren't you? And, of course, it's probably because your doctor didn't tell you to. And, you know, and yet if you look up at the literature, you'll find that they, the drug companies, is that in the little thing that they put in the enclosure that nobody ever reads because it's in such fine print? Shane?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What did you say?
Well, I'm saying, you know, is that that little enclosure that they put in with the drugs, you know, the thing that they have, and it's...
The black box warning.
Well, not only the black box warning, but usually they have, you know, a full page. The print is so small that you can't read it without a magnifying glass, and it's so technical that the average individual can't understand it, but... Do any of those talk about the importance of taking CoQ10?
No, they do not. None of the inserts talk about the importance of CoQ10. And if you want to talk about small print, I'm looking in my new book at that I posted an ad of Lipitor in the small print. And the small print simply reads, Lipitor has not been shown to prevent heart disease.
Lipitor has not been shown to prevent heart disease, but of course it's being given, and they're giving out billions of dollars of it
billions,
every year.
You bet.
With the idea that the doctors really believe that if you take these things, you're going to cut down the incidence of heart disease. Now, are you better off with a lower cholesterol? You say you're actually people with higher cholesterol live longer than lower cholesterol?
Yeah, because as we age, cholesterol provides a protective function. And as we age, therefore, cholesterol naturally rises in most people. Or you could have some type of pathogen, a viral infection or bacteria, your cholesterol is going to skyrocket because cholesterol can bind to these various pathogens and escort them out of the body. So we have this built-in protective mechanism of cholesterol, and as we grow, it gets old. It gets larger, more abundant.
And, of course, you need cholesterol to create hormones, female hormones and male hormones. And then certainly isn't cholesterol important as far as brain function is concerned?
The number one most important molecule to the human body and to the brain itself.
And that's why, of course, the liver creates cholesterol.
So yeah, because if you're not eating it, you know, they used to say don't eat cholesterol. Well, if you're not eating it, it's so important that the liver knows you're not eating it. And it starts making it.
And, of course, the liver knows how much you need.
Yep.
But, of course, when you poison it, and that's how these statin drugs work, they work by poisoning the liver. And that's why they're telling you, you know, well, don't take this if you have any liver disease. Why? Because it's going to poison an already damaged liver. I mean, this is the incredible thing. But I'll tell you what, it is really very, very effective if you own stock in these various companies that put out these products. And I hate to sound, you know, like the radical liberal, but as you begin to study the information that is readily available, and we're going to put together a four-tape set on this with four physicians who've actually looked in this, or three physicians who looked into this, and you'll be amazed at when you begin to know what the scientific studies really show. And nobody ever reads the massive studies where tens of thousands of people, they've done these studies, and they found that they does very little good. So, Shane, you know, as you talk to people about the statin drugs, what have you found in this new book that you put together?
I've been getting incredible feedback. A lot of medical doctors are thanking me because, like you said, they don't have the time to do the research. And they're able to see the facts for themselves, the references, and pass this on to their colleagues. Because they themselves, those who are observant, are seeing the negative effects that the statin drugs are having. Obviously, since so many people are using them, you don't have to be a genius to see the negative effect it's having on the population.
And there's been recent studies going into the National Institute of Health. What do they find? Why, a lot of the doctors there are getting kickbacks from the drug companies. Illegal, but of course nobody's ever going to be punished. Nobody's ever going to be, fired for taking kickbacks from the drug companies. Because, of course, the politicians and the people in the high positions want to go to work for the drug companies when they retire from government. The same thing is true, with the Federal Drug Administration and so many agencies in government. One of the people who worked for the CDC, expert on vaccines and producing autism, he got a job with the people who produce the Glaxo, that produces the vaccines that causes the autism, and, you know, his whole story changed, and all of his figures changed. We'll be right back with Shane. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if
maybe the government was not giving you the full story. Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Silver coins or bullion in the last several
Riley.
Years.
And most
if so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Shane Ellison. Do you recall that report, I think it was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that, I don't know, that followed tens of thousands of people for a number of years, you know, on statin drugs. Do you recall that?
That was the Framingham study.
What's the name of it?
The Framingham study.
Well, what did the Framingham study really show? Do you recall?
Yeah, essentially, that's exactly what they're using to promote the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs. They say that without a doubt, the Framingham study showed that lowering your cholesterol prevented heart disease, which is absurd because I have the study, I talk about the study, I've read the study,
I've read about the study.
And what you find in the study is that those 55 years and older,
yep,
those who had the highest cholesterol live longer.
Okay.
And as you decrease the cholesterol, you were increasing your chance of early death.
In other words, if you were over 55 and you were taking these drugs, your chance of dying increased?
Exactly. And they had quantitated this. Granted, it was a statistical association, and at that time, you couldn't really say by lowering the cholesterol, it was causal, but statistically showed that by lowering the cholesterol, you increased your chance of early death.
All right. Now, what about, of course, if you were less than 55, was there any benefit there?
There was a small benefit statistically, 1 to 2%.
All right. So 1 to 2% chance that, but of course...
For those younger than 55, exactly.
All right. Now, of course, there are complications. One of them, when you listen to the Crestor ads on television, they will tell you, if you have muscle or pains or aches, tell your doctor. What are they concerned about?
An affliction, rhabdomyolysis.
Rhabdomyolysis.
Kidney can no longer process the muscle cells because the muscle is essentially being eaten by the drug. And those small particles of the muscle go into the kidney.
And, of course, this is a major, major complication of this. Now, I don't know how common that complication is. Do you have any idea, do most people have some aching muscle, but certainly not that many die from it?
No, because they feel the muscle pain, and then they get off the drug, and they're fine.
Okay, so this is a reversible process if you get it before you get, full-blown rhabdomyolysis.
Yeah, but see, today medical doctors have been just switching the drug, going to a different drug, because they feel as though they're preventing heart disease, therefore it rationalizes the risk of rhabdo.
And the thing is that they have done a great job of selling the doctors on something that isn't true. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. If the pretty detail girl or the convincing salesman, the detail man comes in, and especially with the American Heart Association and so many of the medical organizations supporting this, how can they all be wrong? But the question is, how many of them are getting money from the drug companies?
All of them. It's documented. They're all getting, on average... Every medical doctor in the country is getting $21,000 per year.
Now, wait a minute. He's not getting a profit. They may be giving him free samples to give out. But
they're giving samples. It's all, through vacations or consulting fees. No. I have a friend who's a doctor. He'll get paid, $2,000 to give a 30-minute talk at lunch.
But, of course, this isn't the average doctor, because I know all the years I practice, I never got paid anything for giving a talk. Although I will admit that they did try to bribe me,
I think
about the California Medical Association by offering to send me on a tour of the state, but I elected not to be up for sale.
You're a good man.
But I don't think the average doctor, he may be getting detailed people to come around. He gets free samples, but he's not getting paid to prescribe these things. He's being encouraged, and they spend a lot of money. They convinced him to do that, but the idea that he's actually getting paid for it, that there are some doctors who certainly do get speaking fees.
Consulting fees.
Right. And then, of course, especially I think one of the big problems will be when they do their clinical trials, and they will pay doctors fantastic sums of money to sign people up on these clinical trials. Have you gotten into that at all?
Yes. The clinical trials they're funded by the drug companies. The drug companies pick their own staff to go through the numbers, and they pick their own doctors. And worse, they pick their own ghostwriters to then highlight those studies, make them look good, publish them in medical journals.
And, of course, this is one of the big things that many times, at least according to Dr. Marshall Angel, in her book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, and she was formerly the head of the New England Journal of Medicine, editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, on the staff at Harvard, and she was talking about how they would pay these doctors $3,000 to $6,000 to sign up some poor, unsuspecting patient to go into these drug trials, and then, of course, the doctor knows that if he finds the drug isn't beneficial, why, the gravy train is over. Most doctors are not doing it, but a few will. And it only takes one bad apple in a barrel, and you know what happens. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two, here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Shane Ellison, and we have Fred calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I just had a couple quick things to say. If you want to put in the word Pamabrom, P-A-M-A-B-R-O-M, on a search engine, and you'll scroll down about two or three websites on that, and you'll find how they sign up people to go on these clinical trials.
Right.
It'd be interesting.
Well, I tell you what, I certainly wouldn't want to be on one myself.
And also, we have a book called Worst Pills, Best Pills. It's a consumer's guide to avoiding drug-induced death or illness, and it's probably the best compilation of the information I've ever seen.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you call me off the air and tell me more about it, will you?
Okay.
God bless, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Now,
let's go to Ken calling from Ken Phillips. Ken calling from Watsonville. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Stan. My son-in-law died 23rd of last month, and he was taking statin. He wouldn't get off of them. Then he died of apparently the lung cancer and so forth, and I was wondering.
Yep, that's the number one cancer identified with low cholesterol and statin drugs. The first one to appear is lung cancer.
Okay, well, they kept telling him, even though he was having even the muscle problems and so forth. So my daughter is quite upset. I called her during your program, and she had to leave the house. But can you repeat again, very slowly, the name of the books, two of the books? And I want to thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ken. And I'll tell you what, if you listen to our programs, we're trying to warn people, get the education, and then help us educate the doctors, because they're being lied to.
I'm Ken with the chemical illness.
God bless you, Ken.
Okay.
Oh, let's get the names of your books out there.
Okay, the first one, and you can get is Health Myths Exposed, Amazon.com, your bookstore, Health Myths Exposed. And the second one is The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs. That'll go to bookstores in January of 2006, but you can get it from us directly by simply calling us on our toll-free number.
And could we have number, it, please?
That yes, that number is 1-800-379-3026, and that's The Hidden Truth.
That's 379-3026.
Yeah, it's 1-800-379-3026.
Okay, thank you so very
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Let's go to, let's see, is this Will calling from Missouri? Hi, Will.
Hello, Dr. Stan and Shane. I have a specific question. Most of the foods that I eat are zero cholesterol on the packaging. What are sources of good cholesterol? You said that the liver manufactures it, but what else should be in a person's diet?
I think eggs are terrific for cholesterol. Good omega-3 fatty acids as well.
And what about fish, things like that?
Exactly.
Okay. The fish have a lot of oil in them, and of course you ought to be taking your fatty acids, your essential fatty acids as well.
You bet.
Omega-3.
Eggs and fish, then, would be the best sources?
You bet.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in from Salinas. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well, but I'm a little bit mystified by what you're talking about. And since I've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure...
And now, are you on a statin drug?
No, I am not.
All right.
But what I want to find out is I'm always being told that high cholesterol means hardening of the arteries and so forth. Obviously, what I'm hearing from you and your guest seems to infer that some of that, at least, is bogus. So what's the real truth about hardening of the arteries, and what should a person like myself with congestive heart failure know about diet?
Now, first of all, what is the cause of your... How old a person are you?
I'm 54.
All right, fine. Have you had a myocarditis of some sort, or have you had heart attacks? Why do you have congestive heart failure at 54?
Well, I was diagnosed clear back when I was in my 40s.
All right.
And apparently it's congenital.
It's congenital? I mean, do you have valvular defects? Do you have a mechanical defect in your heart, a mitral stenosis, aortic stenosis, something like that? Or just poor cardiac quality?
Poor cardiac quality.
Okay. Shane, what would you tell Jim? Who's
have you calling? Exercised before?
Yes.
You exercise, and you're taking CoQ10?
No, I'm not. In fact, I don't even know what CoQ10 is, very honestly.
This is a very important thing that everybody with a heart attack, pardon me, with a congestive failure should be on. Isn't that right, Shane?
The most important thing, yes, sir.
All right.
CoQ10, you can get it at any natural health food store. You can get a gel cap. You need about 200 milligrams of CoQ10.
How's that spelled, please?
C-O, capital Q, with a number 10, CoQ10. Ubiquinone for long, but CoQ10, C-O-Q, the number 10, CoQ10. You need about 200 milligrams a day. Now, I believe there's, the answer to your question will be long-winded. I believe there's various lifestyle factors involved here as well. You know, my biggest advice to you would be to rid your whole diet of any sucrose, which is table sugar, or high fructose corn syrup. Get plenty of healthy fat, coconut oil, omega-3 fatty acids, avocados, things like that, because CoQ10 with the fat is the energy for your heart. If you're on a low-fat diet, you're simply weakening your heart each day, each week. Your heart needs fat. That's the sole fuel for your heart. And, of course, you need exercise.
And I think maybe what you really want to do is read some of these scientific studies that Shane is telling you about. Everybody believes, of course, that cholesterol is what produces the heart attacks. Well, 50% of them don't have a problem with cholesterol. They have a problem with inflammation of the arteries. You need
inflammation,
to be on,
exactly.
Right.
And you need to be caused by sugar, I think.
And you need to be on large doses of vitamin C. And you need to be on, but you know, this is beyond the scope of our problem without really seeing you as a patient. And I'm sure you're in the care of a good cardiologist of some sort?
Yes.
All right, fine. And are you on Digitalis?
Occasionally, yes.
All right, fine. Well, but the thing is, check out all the health of food and nutritional supplements as well as the traditional therapy, because many of these things really are beneficial. But
yes, check out the nutritional therapy. Read the books. You got to read. You got to read, period.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much, Jim.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to find out is what then is hardening of the arteries and how does that happen?
Okay, do you want to discuss that, Shane?
Sure. Hardening of the arteries could simply mean that a person's getting old, the elasticity of their arteries is weakening, low L-arginine levels, no nitric oxide, high sugar intake causing plaque, which will harden the arteries even further. High glucose, blood sugar causes products known as age products, oxidized sugar. And what these things do is basically limit the elasticity of the arteries and the veins.
And, of course, what you should be on is very large, high doses of vitamin C. This is something very important.
Exactly. Low vitamin C can cause hardening of the arteries.
And then, of course, you begin to get lesions there, and then the cholesterol tends to deposit there. But it would deposit there whether you had high or low cholesterol. So
yes,
there are some serious problems, and, trained as a traditional doctor, as you begin to read the studies, which are not most doctors never read, at least think about going up on the Internet or perhaps get Shane's books, read about it, and then decide for yourself, is there any truth to it? I think there is. And we'll talk about some other books later in the program.
How does Shane spell his name, please?
Go ahead, Shane.
S-H-A-N-E.
Uh-huh.
E-L-L-I-S-O-N. Ellison.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we're not suggesting that you not follow the advice of your doctor. But there is so much in the way of alternative medicine that is not talked about by many doctors because they've never heard of it. And if you are on statin drugs out there, give us a call. Let us know whether they put you on CoQ10 along with that, because statin drugs lower the CoQ10 that is necessary for the normal functioning of the heart muscle. Now, there seems to be an organized effort, Shane, as I talk to patients, that tell me that their doctors tell them not to take CoQ10. Do you know anything at all about that?
Well, if your doctor says something like that, you always want to ask the doctor why. You know, why? You go into a doctor, your mantra is why? I don't know. I have not personally had any experience with people telling me that their doctors are telling them not to take CoQ10. I
think it is a very important thing, especially if you are on some sort of a statin drug, because this does lower CoQ10, which is essential for the normal function of the heart. Now,
yes, proven action, reaction. You take a statin drug, your CoQ10 is depleted. Guaranteed.
And the thing is, of course, you find people many times with a high cholesterol will have increased heart disease. But is the heart disease related to the high cholesterol or to the other things that have produced the high cholesterol and the alteration of cholesterol metabolism? And Dr. Blaylock has some interesting, fascinating material on that in his newsletter. If you haven't, out there in the listening audience, if you haven't read his material, I suggest you seriously consider accessing not only Shane's material, but Dr. Blaylock's newsletter. We can tell you later or off the air how to get that. Well, Shane, you know, as we, of course, look at this, what are some of the other causes of heart attack, at least acknowledged by the medical profession? We talk about inflammation, and literally half of heart attacks are related to inflammation. What's producing this inflammation? Why is the C-reactive protein elevated?
Yeah, heart disease, as you have stated so well and I have stated, heart disease is an inflammation disease, and my personal belief is that that inflammation is caused by excess sugar intake.
All right. Certainly, we know that if you cut your sugar and you, of course, increase your vitamin C, why it seems that your heart, pumping your blood vessels, seem to do ever so much better.
And that's why we see vitamin C working, because it has anti-inflammatory properties. And then the doctors are seeing this as lowered C-reactive protein when you take 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C per day. C-reactive protein is simply the consequence, not the cause, but yet we have drug companies targeting C-reactive protein with their new drugs coming out. again, those drugs aren't going to do anything either because they're not targeting anti-inflammation. They're targeting C-reactive protein.
And, of course, years ago, while Linus Pauling was talking about that thing, these things, he was demonized, he was ridiculed, he was scoffed at. But the question is, was he demonized and scoffed at and ridiculed because he was wrong or because he was right? And because if people had followed his advice, there would not be as much heart disease or illness as there is today. All we can tell you is that obesity is on the rise in America, but nobody can figure out why. Heart disease is on the rise in America, but nobody can figure out why. Alzheimer's disease is on the rise, and diabetes is on the rise, and autism is on the rise, and neurodevelopmental abnormality is on the rise, and Parkinson's disease, and neurodegenerative changes are on the rise, and cancer is on the rise, and our public health authorities have no suggestion at all as to what's wrong, but they can assure you that you shouldn't be taking a lot of these alternative medicines. In fact, they're even trying to get legislation passed in the form of the Codex Alimentarius that will restrict your ready availability of these products, which, of course, we need, of course, to be healthy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Shane Ellison. His book, available now, is Health Myth Exposed. Are there any other health myths you'd like to talk about? Shane?
That fat, another health myth that's very prevalent, very dangerous, is that eating fat makes you fat.
Eating fat makes you fat, okay?
Eating fat and dieting is the cure to obesity. So many people are dieting, so many people are cutting their fat, but what do we have? We have an obesity epidemic. Very deadly myth, and people adhering to it will simply be met with worsening health.
And, of course, Atkins diet actually was designed to increase the fat intake, but
exactly,
to limit the limit the carbohydrate intake, and it worked, exactly, and you could really lose weight that way.
Exactly. We know that when we do consume fat, now the only dangerous fat would be the trans fats, which are essentially man-made, but all other fats outside of trans fats can be very healthy. They can activate thermogenesis, which is simply the literal burning of fatty acids. So you could be sitting there watching TV, dissipating heat and burning fat instead of growing fat when you eat sugar or carbohydrates. So I'm always advocating good quality fat, coconut oil, omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6, omega-9.
And for so many years they told us coconut oil was terrible, don't use coconut oil. And now they're saying, gee, coconut oil is great. All these other fats that we've been giving you and these margarines and other things, they produce more harm than good. Well, how could they have been so wrong for so long? But they tell you, trust us, now we're right. Let's go to Ralph, who's calling from Oklahoma. Ralph, do I have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, and your guest. As far as vitamin C, ascorbic acid, is there... Of course, I hear this on different things, and it's some are just selling their product, but they mention that the manufactured that you're going to buy in the average drug or anywhere, it will just not work. And I can't imagine that.
All right. What is your response to that, Shane?
All the studies being done on ascorbic acid are using just ascorbic acid, vitamin C. I think most any... very easy to manufacture ascorbic acid, and I believe that it's very beneficial for you. I don't think there's any derivation between what type of ascorbic acid you're taking.
Yes.
Of course, Mother Nature always provides the best ascorbic acid because sometimes it is accompanied with other things known as anthocyanidins or grapeseed extract, the same extract found in wine. You know, these things come naturally with vitamin C in fruit. That's the best source, but a vitamin C supplement at your store, inexpensive, will surely be fine.
And I think, Ralph, that people have to understand that all animals produce their own vitamin C except human beings and hamsters, and I think it's a fruit bat or something like that. So we need vitamin C supplements. And I think there's a lot of bad information out there, and maybe you'd like to get some of the book we have. I think Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, on vitamin C is excellent. Okay?
Oh, I'm a firm believer in it all the way. The argument on the other side was your body just didn't know how to accept that it was a foreign.
Oh, don't believe everything you hear on the radio.
But I wanted to hear it from the people that are really in it. Thank you very much, Dr.
Good question. Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Melissa calling in from Texas. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I've mentioned this to you before, but I wanted to ask Shane if he'd heard this. My mother went in for a they put a scope down her throat to see if she had a blockage.
Yes.
And she ended up with a torn esophagus. They put her, this little tiny frail woman, on full-dose Nexium. Within 24 hours, she had a massive heart attack. It destroyed her heart valve because it works on valves, right?
Yes.
Like it does in your stomach. Have you heard of this before?
Yes, I have. It's a terrible story. I'm so sorry to hear it.
Yeah, well, she's still alive, but she's limping along, and it's not good, and it was the Nexium that ate her mitral valve.
Yes, the elderly are always at the most risk for suffering from adverse side effects from drugs, and yet they are always given drugs. It doesn't make any sense. Again, it's a paradox.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks, Melissa, and thanks so much, Shane.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Please give me a copy of that new book and the other book, and we'll
look
forward to having you again. Bye-bye. God bless.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians. They still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our talk with Shane. And I haven't read his books yet, but I think we probably will carry them down the line, but you can, of course, get them from him. We do carry a number of books that talk about these very same subjects, though. We have a book by Dr. Stan called Death by Prescription. That's Death by Prescription, and it has a section in there on the statin drugs. We have a book written by Dr. Marshall Angel, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, who was on the, who is today on the staff at Harvard. But of course, she wrote a book called What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, an excellent book. We recommend it. Unfortunately, they have made her life so miserable because you don't speak out against companies that are make billions of dollars in profit. They will go after you tongue and claw, and believe me, they'll make your life miserable. A book which I think every one of our listeners should read is Russell Blaylock's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That covers so many of the subjects we've been talking about. And it's really a book we've sold, I don't know how many cases of the book. We think it's important. My wife keeps it in her office and uses that as a standard text for a lot of the things she's buying me. You need to understand how they're concealing the names of the MSG, which is an excitotoxin that is attacking your brain. And, of course, how they conceal the names of the NutraSweet, which, of course, is an excitotoxin that produces convulsions, cancer. And we went down the lines of the pathological obesity. Of course, it produces tumors. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. That book is Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, there's Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Going into the background of the NutraSweet and MSG, which are having such a disastrous effect on our society, producing pathological obesity, creating diabetes, and actually aggravating diabetes. If you don't have it and you want to get it, use the product. If you already have diabetes, do not use NutraSweet as an alternative, because it'll get your diabetes out of control. If you really want to get, of course, into the subject of aspartame and MSG, we have the dictionary. We have the greatest book of all time. It's almost 1,000 pages. It's called Aspartame Disease, The Forgotten Epidemic. That's Aspartame Disease, The Forgotten Epidemic by Dr. Roberts. We have 4 tape sets on the mercury and the vaccines that produce the autism. We have 4 tape sets on autism. We have 4 tape sets on water fluoridation, and water fluoridation decreases fertility and lowers the IQ and produces cancer. And they know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. And they've known this for many years. But the difficulty is all of these things affect fertility, whether it be the mercury that they're giving to our children or to our young people in the vaccines, whether it be the aspartame and MSG, or whether it be fluoride, they all limit fertility. And the major thrust of American policy is population control. There are too many people in the world. When you understand that, so many of the things going on begin to make sense today. That's why they're recommending that older people, 60, 70 years old, you've got to take your influenza shot, knowing full well that the studies show 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. If you're between 60 and 65 and you're foolish enough to take your influenza shot 3 or 4 times over a 5-year period, and if you doubt that, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Fudenberg study. Dr. Fudenberg will send you it to you, or you can go to his website and pull it down. It's one of his abstracts. You see, they can't let the people know that there really are evil and wicked people out there. They're the ones who are responsible for killing 50 million children, abortion in America, and funding of the killing of hundreds of millions throughout the world through your tax money in the name of population control and family planning. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.